USDA scientist Tim Gottwald recently told the Citrus Research and Development Foundation about research with dogs that detect citrus canker. Foundation Chief Operations Officer Harold Browning discusses the role the foundation might play.
I think that could be another project that our commercial product development committee takes on. Early in the canker era, we looked at ways to detect early infection by canker and try to anticipate and get into management mode with canker early. And of course, in today's world, canker is widespread in the state and in a lot of mature groves. The growers are dealing with canker all the time, and it's affecting not only fresh fruit, but processing fruit. So again, the science has continued to move forward, and actually, on the private front, there are some trainers that are working with dogs that use their sense of smell to detect. And it appears that the technology has moved forward, that these dogs can be trained very efficiently to find early detection of canker. And it's being tested in the field and also in greenhouses. We're engaged to learn more about that and see what role we might have in helping bring that as a service to the industry. Perhaps there are trained teams of dogs that are ready to go out and help. And the question would be where best to deploy that situation. It may be in new plantings if you're interested in detecting and eliminating canker in new plantings to try to keep them clean. Certainly, it has some application for greenhouses where we certainly want to keep canker out of nurseries and budwood sources and that sort of thing. So the high sensitivity of these dogs to finding canker before it can be seen by human scouts might be a way to use this new technology to benefit the industry. So we're in the early stages of kind of looking to see where it is and what role we might be able to play to help the industry take advantage of this.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.